Noel Coward.
Mr. Coward, your novel Pomp and Circumstance has just been published. How did the writing of it compare with playwriting?
Well, I enjoyed writing it, but of course it's about 10 times longer than writing a play, so therefore it took much longer to do. But I enjoyed it. It's a very cheerful book, I hope.
Your earlier music, such as Bittersweet, has a tremendously nostalgic quality about it. When you were much younger, did you feel nostalgia?
No, not particularly, but as the subject was nostalgic, the music was nostalgic. I think that the subject dictates the mood of the music.
Do you have any particular favourite among modern playwrights?
Yes, Terence Rattigan and Noel Coward.
What do you think of the ex-angry young men?
I think of them very little, as a matter of fact.
And do you think critics today are inclined to be a little intoxicated with their own cleverness more than previous critics?
I've not observed any particular cleverness in the critics of today, nor any particular signs of intoxication. But I think they're, on the whole, fairly earnest and almost completely ignorant of the theatre.
Is there any chance of your bringing off another exciting entertainment spectacle like your performance at Las Vegas?
I don't think so, not at the moment. I shall be doing a new movie early in the new year.
What will it be about?
That I can't say yet because it is not settled, but it's quite a good one, I hope.
The actors and actresses who've played in your plays have an extreme devotion to you, even today. Could you tell me which of them, or if this isn't an invidious question, you remember most clearly?
Of the actors and actresses who have played with me?
Hmm.
Oh, but there are so many. I've always loved the casts I've worked with. I've had very good luck. Most of the people who were friends of mine many years ago still are. And I love my own people of the theatre.
Do you think Gertrude Lawrence was perhaps the greatest of them all?
Oh, Gertrude, I shall miss always till the end of my days. She was wonderful. We were children together, and we grew up together, and we acted a great deal together, and of course I miss her sadly.
Do you feel that modern plays incline too much towards education rather than entertainment?
I think certain modern plays incline too much to propaganda, and I think propaganda is death in the theatre. I think the theatre is primarily a place of entertainment, and if you've got a message, you've got to wrap it up with such skill that the audience enjoy the play without, and only think about the message later.
Do you think that Oscar Wilde's wit is dated or not?
The importance of being earnest will never be dated. It's a brilliant, one of the great comedies of the world.
Are there any more plays that we shall have to be able to look forward to in the near future?
I expect so, but having just done a new play and a novel and two films recently, I'm just taking a little time off to collect my thoughts and think which direction to spring in next.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Gard.